Booker T and the MGs. We're taking it up a notch and a little bit in the future. Enjoy. I just wanted to take this time to say thank you for listening to The Loft today. I'm Frank Y. Dylan was featured here on the Dylan Query Hour. Thank you, Dylan, for joining us.
Of course, I'll be back again next week.
Sweet, good to hear it. This is Green Onions by Booker T and the MGs. Thank you for listening to The Loft here, 91.5 WMFO Tufts, Medford. Catch you next week.
And good morning. It is a nice Friday morning, December 1st, actually. I did not know that we were changing months yet, but here we are. It's at 10:02. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. I'm Aiden Menchaca, and this is Tchaikovsky's Canon. And so today, you know, last week we did a piece by Richard Strauss called An Alpine Symphony, which is actually playing at the Boston Symphony Orchestra, if you are interested. That is, I think, tonight, might be this whole weekend. Someone asked me to go, but too much work, too many finals, so unfortunately I couldn't join them. But I would suggest that if you're in the area and you want to hear some really great music, I hope you heard it last week. It's one of my favorite pieces, something that really got me into classical music. So this week we're doing something not so different, actually, talking about the high romantic, late romantic period in classical music. And so Richard Strauss is, of course, one of the main composers in this era. He's very interesting because he lived such a long life that he lived until the end of World War II, from being born in the late 19th century, which I think is interesting because he saw so much change in music, like a direction towards serialism, but he was still a romantic composer. And so we're going to be listening to some, you know, high romantic, pretty great pieces. So it's a period that does span from the late 19th century to the early 20th century. And some people consider Beethoven to be a romantic composer, but most people put him in the classical vein. So it's the people who come after him, like Franz Schubert, Robert Schumann, who begin it. But in fact, the music of Rachmaninoff, as you'll hear, or Gustav Mahler, which is considered to be romantic, is in fact quite different from some of the earlier romantic composers, though they obviously share similarities. So without further ado, let's get into the music. This is Symphony No. 2, the first movement, played by the Russian National Orchestra. This is Rachmaninoff. I've been listening to this a lot lately because I saw it at the BSO with my friend, but here it is.
Thank you.
And we are back. I think that's a pretty interesting symphony that you heard right there, just the end of it, the fourth movement. That's by Sergei Prokofiev. That's Symphony Number 1, entitled Classical Symphony. I think that's it's interesting because it's a neoclassical piece, so it's using these really light, driving classical rhythms that you don't see in Romantic, but I think you could see that piece in like a Tchaikovsky opera or like a ballet. So it still is firmly in the late Romantic period, but it's an interesting return to a different form. So now just a quick couple of public service announcements. Some numbers to think about. The United States has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners, and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And, yeah, so those are, of course, very important things to think about all the time, you know. Especially, you know, see, some composers, very, very subversive and very interesting. Just another quick PSA for you also.
January of 1970. 40 years later, we still play your freeform music. WMFO's annual drive is in effect. We need your support to keep WMFO running so we can keep giving you your favorite music and bringing you the shows you love, such as The Lounge, On the Town with Mikey D, Bubbles in the Think Tank, and many more. Donate now by logging on to donate.wmfo.org. That's donate.wmfo.org. Or mail a check made payable to trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO. P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Thank you from all of us at your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO.
Yeah, so that's pretty important, you know. We, as a station, you know, we get all our money from Tufts, and we really need extra money to keep going, you know. It's important if you want to keep the music going, so to speak. And that's what we're going to be doing now. We're going to play Penga Lingua Gloriosi by Anton Bruckner.
Thank you. Thank you.
And we are back here. That we just had a couple pieces, just a selection from Richard Strauss's Salome, and then we had the Glagolitic Mass by Leos Janacek, which is actually one of my favorite pieces from this era. It's sung in Old Church Slavonic, which is that's like the beginning of the Slavic languages, not the beginning necessarily of the spoken languages, but the written languages, and it's written in the Glagolitic alphabet, and that's what this is about. It's a great piece, and we'll just end the day with a little selection from Richard Wagner, his Twilight of the Gods, the last two sections, essentially the end of it. I hope you all have a good December 1st. I hope you have a good December. I guess I'll see you next week. Bye.